Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Now if you turn with me to John chapter 14, reading from verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Jesus speaking to his disciples, in the days of his flesh, they believe in God, they should also believe in him. And who is this him? He says, is the Father's house. That's the title for today's message. The house of God. In my Father's house are many mansions. That if it were not so, he would have told them and he would have told us. But that he has gone to prepare a place for them. And that when he's prepared the place, he will come again and receive them to himself. So that where he is, they will be there also. And the same thing is telling us today. We believe in God, we should also believe in him whom God has sent. That in him, there is a lot of abundance. There is room for us. And that this house of God is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And that if it were not so, he would have told us. Disciples did not understand what he was saying. That's why if we continue the reading in verse 5. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. It says, if you've known me, you should have known my Father also. You would have known what I'm saying. That he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. That there's no way anyone can come to the Father except by him. He's saying that the Father dwells in him. That he that is talking to them is that house of God. Is that dwelling place of the Most High God. And that if they had known him, they would know what he's saying. But at this time, they have not known what he's saying. In verse 8, Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. How sayest thou then, show us the Father? Not that they have not seen him physically. He said they don't know whom he is. They didn't know that he is the Son of God. What does that mean? That he is the Word of God. When he says that if they had known whom he is, they would have known his Father also. He is the Word of God. That God is a spirit. And this spirit of God dwells in him. Who is this one that says that he is that house where God dwells? He's telling us of the word he gave to Moses to give to the Israelites. That this word, if they know whom he is, that he is the very word of God that was made flesh, they would have known what he's saying. They would have known him who he says that in him is abundance. That this word that he gave is the Son of God. And that how long has he been telling them concerning his word? He said, the sower came to sow. That the sower soweth the word. And who is the planter? Himself. What word? The word. The Holy Bible is what he came to plant. He came to show us the way. To know where God dwells. Whom God is. You see in verse 10. He continued. Say, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. He's the one talking. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else, believe me for the very work's sake, for the things that is happening. You've seen the dead raised to life. You've seen the sick healed by what means? By the word. That it is my Father. I called the dead Lazarus from the grave. He came out. That word is my Father that is operating. He's speaking. That by the word of the Lord were the heavens made. And all the host of it. By the breath of his mouth. And that word is what is written for us. That is given to us in the Holy Bible. In that they did not yet connect to his saying. They were still seeing Christ in the flesh. They were not seeing him, though he said that the flesh profited nothing. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. And that this word of God is the house of God, is the dwelling place of God, that God dwells in his word. And he has always dwelt in his word. That is his house. Look at chapter 15 of John in verse 4. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. If a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That he's not talking of physical natural trees when he's saying you are the branches. I am the tree. That he is talking of his words. As we just read in verse 7. He said, if you abide in me. Who? In this word of God. There is not another word of God. Other than the one we have in the Bible. He says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you. Not as ordinary letterings. As the very Son of God. As the very house of God. That this is the dwelling place of God. That God is Word. He said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And this Word he gave to us in writing. That if you have known him, he told Philip, have I been so long a time with you, you don't know me? Why? Because their mind is not connected to the Word. They are just seeing the physical person. Though he's speaking, they don't know where he is. They don't know what is inside him. That it is the Bible that is inside him, and that is where he is. His mind. He says, as a man thinketh, so is he. But they are thinking of flesh and blood. And that is the issue today. That when we come to the word of God, he said the first thing we must do is to believe that he is God. And then he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. That every word in the Bible was spoken. He said, my mouth commanded it, my spirit gathered them. That every word in this Bible came by the inspiration of God or by the breath of God. And that this is where he dwells in his word. We don't look for any other. That when we come to the Bible, we have come to the resting place. We have come to that house which he says in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, he would have told us. And that he's gone in to prepare a place for his disciples and for us. That there is room for every one of us. That's why he says, if you abide in me. He wants us to enter in. And that if we enter him and he enter us. He said he's standing at the door of our heart knocking. Who is knocking? This word of God. He wants to gain entrance into our heart. He says if he enter into our heart and then we enter him, then we will know what he's saying and where he is. And so he has promised that he's gone to prepare a place. And he did. You know, he brought them into that place. If we go to Luke chapter 24, verse 25. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. He made it clear to them, after he has resurrected, that why are they still slow to understand what he has been saying? All that the prophets spoke, they spoke of him, which is written. And that is what he has been saying. That's what he is, where he came from. He came from the Word. That was what the Word has made flesh. And that he came to prepare our hearts so that we will turn to God. We will turn to the living God. Our heart will be turned to the Scriptures, is what he's saying. Because as of then, their heart was not yet turned to the Scriptures. Though they are believing in God, but they are not believing in his Word. That this word of God is whom he sent. It is him God is preaching to us. And he has been preaching from the beginning. And that this word is himself. Where he says he's going to enter. So when he enter in, then we can come in by him. He's the door. And that it is the prophetic writing that he's been preaching to them. That he has entered into his glory. What glory? The glory of the only begotten of the Father. We beheld his glory. As of the only begotten Son of God. That this word of God is the only begotten Son of God. That no one has seen God at any time. That this word he sent, him alone has seen God. Because he came directly from the heart, from the mouth of God. Proceeded from God. And he is the one that declared him. That is declaring him to us. This is the evidence of God. This is the dwelling place of God, that God dwells in him. He is a complete spirit. When he spoke to the Israelites, when he finished speaking, he wrote the word. He spoke to them with the head in the stone tablets. Then he said that word that they read is the very dwelling place of God. That this is his house. That this house is the house of God forever. As God cannot die, his word cannot die, cannot be removed. And that he is going to prepare a place for us. For only the disciples? No. For everyone living in this world. That he came so that we will know him. The only true God and Jesus whom he sent. That he sent his word. But then they didn't believe. They didn't know that the word he sent is his Christ. The Son of God. And this word is preached to us by the gospel. That we need to strive and to enter. And that if we enter in. And he enter us, then we are saved. We are delivered from death unto life. For he is the living one. And that the life is injected in us by his word. That life is Christ. That when he came to the grave of Lazarus, his life is injected into him. That the word of God is living, is life. And is powerful. That anyone that hears the voice of the scriptures and receive his spirit will come alive unto God again. Hallelujah. St. Paul was in Athens. If you go with me to Acts chapter 17. In verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of mass here and said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. For as I passed by and I beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription. To the unknown God. Whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. This unknown God you ignorantly worship, he said, him I'm declaring to you. Verse 24. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. cannot do any temples made with hands, as he told Solomon. Solomon built him a house in Jerusalem. Says that he cannot dwell in that house. The Most High God does not dwell in temples made with man's hands. He is a spirit. So you can't make a house for him. And then verse 25 of Acts 17. Neither is worship with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. You can't use things to worship him. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined in times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, that they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. Says not far, that he created every human being. Doesn't matter where we live in this world today, that there's only one God that created every one of us. And he's not far from us. Why? Because in verse 28, for in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we also are his offspring. He's the one animating us. He's the one moving us. There's no way dust can move. He formed man from the dust of the ground. That he is the one that gave life unto us according to his word. He gave boundary to the sea where they should stay, called the dry land out of the sea. It is the word that is moving everything. In verse 29, for as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. That we are not to think of God as if we can make God, or we can generate something that will become God. Rather, God wants us to turn to him, that he was before the creation. And that word that was before creation is the house of God, is where he dwells. He dwells in his word. And that this word of God does not need physical building, does not need any setup of man. And that he is where he dwells in. And this word he gave to us in the Bible. Apostle Paul wrote in Colossians, see Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. As we've just read in Acts, that don't think the Godhead is gold or silver or anything that man can form. This person, Jesus Christ, is in him God dwells. The fullness of the Godhead dwell in Christ. And verse 10, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. That means outside Christ, we are not complete. It's only when we come to him before we become complete. When we are still ignorant of whom he is and what he is saying, what he is testifying of, like he was talking to his disciples, and Thomas says, show us the way, then it means that he is not complete. They were yet not complete. They have not come to the perfect knowledge of the Son of God. And that the Son of God is this Holy Bible given to humanity. In him dwells the Godhead in a bodily form. Not flesh and blood body. In this volume of the book written of him, he says, a body that has prepared me, that sacrifice and offerings that would there's not. In blood of bulls and goats, he's not interested. Because you can't save him with blood of animals. That he himself has sacrificed his blood for us. He has given us his blood. That's not physical blood. The blood of the Son of God. He's telling us of the life of him. That his word is living. And that is the blood of the New Testament. It's not like the Old Testament where they use natural blood. This is the blood of the word of God. And he said this blood is able to cleanse us from our sins. Is the redeeming blood to redeem us to himself. John the Baptist speaking of him, he said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. What is that sin? We are not complete. We are naked. We are exposed. We are outside him. In that he wants us to be where he is. Where is he? He says he's in the word. When we say the Most High God. We shouldn't make a graven image or have imagination in our heart. That this Word of God is the express image of His person. That this Bible is the express image of God on earth. He is the God of the whole earth. Our God. The genuine God. That once we turn to Christ, we are no longer idol worshippers. What idol? Idols in the heart. In that they were still thinking of something else. That's why they said that we can't know where His body is. That Jesus Christ is the Word of God. The Word of God is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. This is where He dwells. And then when you come to Him, you are complete. You have come to the complete God. And you are safe. So He's saying to us that this is the house of God, the dwelling place of the Most High God. When they tell you go to that mountain there, don't go. To the woman of Samaria, you don't need to go to the Jerusalem anymore, or mountain Samaria. At one time He was dwelling in Jerusalem, in the temple. This Bible, the house was built for Him. Solomon built Him a house entirely for this Bible. But when He came, they did not know who came. Though the scripture says that He's coming, that He will come in human form. Who said He's coming? The scriptures. The Word of God says He's coming. So when He came, they didn't know who came. And then He said He's coming again. Not in flesh and blood anymore. So Jesus cannot return to flesh and blood anymore. It's appointed unto men to die once. After that, the judgment. So also Christ came in flesh and blood once. And those who are looking for Him, He will not appear again in flesh and blood. He said, we don't even see Him that way. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We now know where He is. And He's not telling us that if you continue in this word, then are you My disciple indeed. That I am this word that you are a disciple of. Then you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. He said to them, break down this temple. In 3 days, I'll raise it up. That He was speaking of the temple of His body. What is the problem? They don't know that this Word of God is a body. They didn't know that the stone tablets He gave to Moses is a body. His body. He says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God that proceeded from His mouth. That I am the bread of God. I am food indeed. Eat me. I am drink indeed. Drink me. Who is He talking of? He is talking of the spirit of the scriptures. That we should drink Him. That we are made to drink into this one body. By one spirit. This one spirit that dictated the Holy Bible. That gave us this Bible. That He dwells in this scripture. And He says that by the same spirit. Every one of us is. We are made to drink into this one body. That once you drink of Him, you will enter Him. That is the baptism. We are baptized by that spirit. And then once you come into Him and He is inside you, you are free. Free forever. And no one can take it from you. Never. He said you can never perish. Because He that is in you is greater than all. That is Christ in you. That the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead when He came here in flesh and blood, that same spirit will raise you up. And that this is the house of God. That's how we become the house of God. That when He whom God dwells in us, we are house of Christ. God dwelling in Christ, Christ in us. He said we are dead. Our made life is hid with Christ in God. Who is Christ? This Holy Bible. The house of God, where God dwells. God is already dwelling in Him. He says in My Father's house are many mansions. You believe in God, also believe in Me. Believe me that God is in me. And then just eat me. That when I enter you, God has entered you. Through His word. So God ordained for us so that we become His house. That He will give us a new heart and a new spirit. The spirit of His Son. That thereby we can cry, Abba, Father, because we are now children of God. By what means? By Christ in us. So God ordained that this is His house. And that this house is whom He is preaching to us. That God is preaching His house to us. He says, this is My beloved Son. In whom I'm well pleased, hear you Him. That He is talking from this house. And that this house is an everlasting house. Can never be removed. Why? Because it's a house of God. It's not like the house of Adam died. He said this house cannot be destroyed. That even if our physical body is destroyed, we have a building of God. eternal in the heavens. He's telling us that we should set our affection on things above. That Christ is above. He came from above. He is from the Spirit, this Bible. And that if we set our heart on Him and love Him with all our heart, with all our soul, He will make His abode in us. He will come to dwell in us. We then become a house of God. As He cannot be broken down, you also cannot be broken down. They cannot break you down by any doctrine of man. He said that person become a pillar in the house of God. The reason, because he has received the truth. That's the reason why they told them to bow to an image they made, they will not bow. Say, well, if you put us in fire, we will not bow, O Nebuchadnezzar. Why? Because the truth is built in them. Jesus says, I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. That is the church. Christ in you. This truth of the Bible, it says that this is the ground and the pillar of the truth. He is a pillar. The pillar of God. And that He is to be set up in us. We have His branches. He is the vine, then we are His branches. He wants to reproduce Himself in every one of us. So that this one Christ will be the master of everyone. We all are brethren. There's only one master. And so that's why He's saying to us that this is the house of God. That in my Father's house there are many mansions. That if He has gone to prepare a place for us, He will bring us in. John chapter 12. Hear what it says. In verse 26, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. He's not talking of the last day. He's talking of now. He says, if any man serve him, let him follow me. Where I am, there shall my servant be. Where he is. Where is he? He's in the word. If you are a servant of him, he said you become a servant of the scripture, a disciple. You are his disciples indeed. That's why the psalmist says, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of God. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in tents of wickedness. What house? This house of God. He said they watching daily at my gates. That person will not be a forgetful hearer. He is dwelling. That everyone that dwells in the house of God will still yet be praising God. Because they praise Him that is undiable. He that is ever living, he said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. So, but if we leave this house, say there will be sorrow, there will be coldness. That the love of many will wax cold because they left the house of God. But there's anyone in this house, he goes from strength to strength. He said he will be reproducing. He says that he's ever flowing because he's a living fountain. The fountain of the living water. That this house is unbreakable. You can't destroy it because it's a spirit. Even when children of Eli has thought they have broken the truth down, the heart spoke. He called Samuel. Samuel entered him. He entered Samuel. And the truth came alive again. Is it from Dan to Beersheba, everyone knew that Samuel was ordained to be a prophet of the word of God. And he will not allow his word to fall to the ground. Let's know that this house of God is given to us. He wants us to attend to his house. He wants us to take care of this house. That as he commanded Adam, so he's commanding us. That this house he is giving to us. Adam did not keep it. Then he inherited zero. That if we keep his house, he will keep us. That he is that keeper. If you say, if you keep me, I will keep you. The keeper of our soul. Hallelujah. As he says, say, let not your heart be troubled. Why? Because he knows there is trouble in this world. That many things will trouble us. But he said, you believe in God whom you don't see, believe in his word whom you see, his Bible. That he is real. He is not an imagination. That this word of God came, was given to us by the Holy Ghost. And that we should believe to the saving of our soul. And that if nothing else, he said, anchor your soul on his Bible. And then let him be your hope. Let him be your joy. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.